App State is going to play football this weekend, just sort of speaking of that region, not at home.
Oh, okay. I saw Boone.
They're playing at Marshall.
Okay.
But they're going to play, which is probably a little bit of relief for some folks up there to take your mind off of it a little bit. Not one of the premier games of the weekend, but still, at least they're going to get back into action. Georgia and Alabama, not surprisingly, it was prime time, it was a big matchup, all that kind of stuff. 12 million viewers.
Yeah.
It's the highest since the FSU-Alabama opener in 2017.
That's 17. That's Jameis. Was that Jameis?
I think so. No, Jameis wasn't there still.
What the hell?
Why was
that game so 17?
That was probably Jalen Hurts. Like, that was pre-Tua, because I think Tua came into the national championship game late 17, right?
Oh, that was Francois.
Okay,
I think, that was Francois, because he got hurt in that game.
Yep, that's
remember,
right.
That's what the offensive line couldn't block for that boy got the crap kicked out of him.
He got destroyed. Where did he end up?
Oh, God.
He had to transfer.
I know he transferred, just don't know where he went.
Speaking of Florida State transfer quarterbacks, DJU is not going to play this weekend. He's got a broken finger. Obviously, sucks.
Are you breaking in practice start of the year?
They just found out. Finger's actually been broken since July. They just found out. Sucks, because they're playing Clemson. Obviously, he used to play for Clemson.
Oh, man, he's going to miss the Clemson game?
He's going to miss the Clemson game.
I know that sucks for him, man. But it might be better for them, because they look like absolute ass.
Yeah, they're not
and
good.
It's one of the things where they just – you can't bounce back. I mean, they got destroyed last weekend by SMU. And that's when you just look at – I want to know – like, could you have not – was the guy that's behind him not better than him? You know, because I don't want to put all this on DJU.
Right.
Because this is a colossal, just bad team.
But DJU has been more name than player since he left Clemson.
Since that Notre Dame game.
Since that Notre Dame game. Even the final year at Clemson, for sure. We're going to find out, because it's Brock Glenn, and he's going to start on Saturday against Clemson for Florida State. Yeah, Florida State does have one win, though. They did beat one team.
They did.
And it was Cal
who
hosts game day on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm excited.
The one team that can't beat Florida State gets to host game day on Saturday.
I'm excited about Cal getting game day. Not really.
Here's why I'm excited. Yeah. I am a little bit excited because I think the guest picker should be Marshawn Lynch.
Why wouldn't it be?
FCC regulations probably would be the reason why, but... you got to do it, right?
Yeah, probably.
You got to do it.
But the thing about it, because you know what Marshawn going to say, the S word, blank, cuh.
It gives the opportunity for him to be featured on television more. I don't know who else. I mean, Aaron Rodgers can't do it.
No, he can't do it.
He's got a game on Sunday.
I'm sure there's somebody. I mean.
Steve Bartkowski?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no. But I mean.
Alex Morgan went to Cal.
Alex Mack went to Cal.
He did. Deshaun Jackson?
Deshaun Jackson, when they were just naming Cal players.
Yeah, they were Cal players and everything. Tony Gonzalez.
That's actually a pretty good
idea. Tony Gonzalez.
Now, because Marshawn, I guess, too, because they do NFL coverage for the other network, we can put our network affiliations aside.
Yeah, that could be. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, this is, you know, it's always funny when you look at these matchups. This is a conference matchup, you know, which is
great.
It's
the longest, and not just in conference, it's the longest road trip of any team not playing Hawaii of the year.
Yes.
Miami going to Cal is the longest road trip any team will have in college football this year, and it's a conference game.
It's going to be so much fun because, I mean, these youngins from Miami, love them from Miami. Going to Cal, probably not, you know, like, don't even know where Berkeley is.
It's a whole different world.
It's a whole different world.
They, though, because of the way that the game went last weekend, obviously they win on a last second. Was it not? Yeah, whatever. Right. It was. So they escaped by the skin of their teeth. They got to bounce back. Like, Cal's okay. They're not great. Mm-hmm. Like, they're probably going to give them a tough game just because they can run the football. But, like,
if
Miami is legit,
is this their clunker? Was that their clunker?
The
Virginia Tech?
I think.
Because remember coming to year, a lot of people were talking about Virginia Tech making noise.
And they finally did look like that.
Yeah, because it went away after the first game they had.
Yeah.
I losing to Vanderbilt the way they did. But I think Vanderbilt's better than people thought before that game, I think. That's what I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think Vanderbilt's a little bit better than they got credit for.
Yeah, but, Miami, Cam Ward's been outstanding. You know, he had a rough one last weekend with a couple turnovers and things like that. But the dude made the plays when the team needed to make plays.
He was rough, and then he was great.
Yes.
It was quite as extreme as Carson Beck, but he had some pretty bad moments, then he had great moments to lead them back into that game. Missouri, Texas A&M is interesting.
I'm reading this right here.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard this yesterday. Okay. So, Missouri staffer, so she works in Missouri, Bria Reed, she's a sister of the quarterback, Marcel Reed. Mm-hmm. She's not allowed at Tiger practice. But now, when I saw this, I was like, hold on. Oh, I get it. Like, Eli's pretty much, you think she going to tell him something?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she works for you.
Going to give him the game plan.
You give him the game plan?
I don't know.
Is that what you wrote about? Yeah, I saw this
yesterday. Can't risk it.
Yeah, I saw this yesterday.
What is her job? I don't even know. Not that it matters.
She's a staffer. Is she on the football staff?
Right.
Like,
I don't know.
Is she like a coach or something?
Now, Marcel Reed has been playing.
Yes.
And has actually given them a little bit of life. He's been playing.
Yes.
He's their young quarterback with Wegman, who got banged up. Actually playing pretty good. They're 4-1. Missouri's 4-0, but they're sort of a limpy 4-0, right? Like, they beat Boston College, but it took a while to get there. We're just talking about Vanderbilt. They had to go to overtime to beat Vanderbilt. This is one for me with Missouri where it's like, because, I don't know, I wouldn't say like a ton of hype, but certainly they played well last year, and people thought they might build on it this year.
Right.
If they don't play like that Saturday, then maybe they're just okay. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like one of those games for me where I find out, all right, they were just kind of slogging through September. They're going to find it. They still have the quarterback. They still have the receiver. They still have the coach. Mm-hmm. Like, the bones of the offense are still there.
Coach with a new contract.
Yeah. And an offensive line that's the same offensive line that blocked them to that great offense last year. But if they kind of look, I don't know, like, average like they have offensively again, then maybe that's just what their offense is.
Maybe it is. I mean, they got one of the best offensive players in America.
They do.
We know that.
Yeah. Probably top 10 pick.
Yeah. And so now you got to figure out how you – I mean, they lost the engine of that offense, though. As great as Burton is and the quarterback of that line, Schrader was the dude. He really was the engine of everything they did last year. He's gone. And so how big – well, obviously it's a big loss because he was – I think he was first-team All-American last year.
Such a tough player.
Yeah. And so, I mean, he's gone. And so how do you – you haven't replaced that energy or whatever, how he was able to – in the past game. Remember that last game of the year? It might have been a bowl game. We had like 100 yards receiving, 150 yards rushing, or something like that. I mean, the dude was absolutely phenomenal last year, and they just seemed that they fixed that energy that he brought for.
No, I think that's right. There is technically a national championship rematch Saturday.
What? Dude.
They're playing.
Yeah.
Now, it's all different players, all different coaches, and one team's in a different conference.
Right.
But it is the same schools that played in the national championship game last year, and Washington's favored. All right.
Oh, what's the line?
2.5.
The favorite.
A little home field bump. I don't know why they're favored, but hey, Vegas knows more than I do, that's for sure. Just want to beat them. I was talking to a buddy yesterday. He said, we got to get revenge. I was like, it's not revenge. They beat us in the national championship game,
man.
It's not revenge. I want to beat them.
Right.
Obviously, it would be great, but we don't get that game back.